In Petersburg's courtroom Monday morning, 36-year-old Christy Ware entered her guilty plea to felony theft in the second degree for stealing nearly $7,000 from the Petersburg Children's Center. She also pleaded guilty to attempted falsification of business records, a misdemeanor charge. Ware served as executive director of the Petersburg Children's Center from July 2009 up until last February, when the board fired her and contacted police about the theft. Children's Center Board President Carrie Case declined to comment on the details of Ware's plea agreement after the hearing on Monday, but Case was hopeful the matter would soon be resolved.
I would say, generally, speaking for the board and the staff of the Children's Center, that we're looking forward to moving forward with this process and that we're all happy that we're coming close to a resolution.
Ware originally pleaded not guilty in May after a state grand jury indicted her on 9 felony charges, including 1 count of second-degree theft, 6 counts of falsifying business records, and 2 counts of second-degree forgery. With Ware's guilty plea this week on the 1 felony theft count and the reduced charge of attempted falsification, the prosecution agreed to dismiss the other 7 counts. Ware has no criminal record, but she still could have faced up to 2 years in jail for each felony if she had been convicted at trial. Speaking by teleconference during Monday's hearing, defense attorney David Mallett laid out the terms of the plea agreement worked out with the prosecution. According to Mallett, it includes a suspended imposition of sentence. That means Ware would not get a felony conviction on her record if she finishes 5 years of probation with no violations. The judge could choose to impose jail time at sentencing, but according to Mallett, it would be capped at no more than 90 days. Ware would also have to complete 300 hours of community service in Petersburg, pay restitution in an amount to be determined later, and she would also have to write a letter of apology to the Children's Center. In addition, Mallett told the court his client requested that she be remanded for a period of 14 days starting September 5th. That meant she would spend 2 weeks in jail even before she was actually sentenced later this fall. Mallett emphasized to Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens that Ware was doing this voluntarily. It was not part of the agreement with prosecutors. Stevens granted that request and ordered that Ware remand herself to the Petersburg Police Department on September 5th. Ware's sentencing hearing is not scheduled until November 14th. Meanwhile, after the hearing, Children's Center Board President Carrie Case said the organization has full enrollment, and she credited the staff for great work during a tough time.
The staff has been and continues to be excellent, and they're very dedicated to the center and the kids and have been really an inspiration on how they've really rallied together amongst themselves and with us as a board and for the kids and families. They've just barely been rocks. It's been pretty amazing.
Case confirmed that Ware has paid back the original $7,000 listed in the charges against her. However, Case says the organization has submitted an itemized request for additional restitution. The center has been paying off more than $45,000 in debt and penalties to the Internal Revenue Service. That's for payroll taxes that went unpaid between December 2009 and January of this year, according to current executive director Terry Falter. With extensive help from the community, Falter says the center has been able to pay that debt down to $15,000 so far. After hearing about the center's situation this spring, the local Elks and Emblem clubs held fundraisers that brought in roughly $22,000. The city of Petersburg kicked in with another $15,000, and Falter says there were a number of anonymous donations as well. The Children's Center has served Petersburg's families for more than 30 years. It provides daycare and after-school care for about 40 children. It's funded by fees for those services along with grants and donations. The board's made up of 7 parents and other community members. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.